Emes v'agula. When we bow for the gula, starts with emes. Emes v'yatzis, which is continues into the bracha of Goyim Yisrael. So it seems that if the bracha starts with emes and ends with the gula, there's a connection between emes and gula. So emes, we know, is the chayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sin of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, because he is the real thing. Even though in some countries they think that Coca-Cola is the real thing, but I think nobody really believes. But the real thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the source of everything. He's the only thing that has to be here. The beginning of Shech in the world started with the Chet of Adam HaRishon. It brings the Ramban. Adam HaRishon had a tevis to behave in a certain fashion that was comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before the Chet, that's the way he behaves. So it's like anything else that was created. We say, and the Levona, Poil Emes Shepulot Emes. It's an emesic creation. What does it mean? The moon was set up with a certain position in the universe, and the position tapkid, how it affects this planet, different ways. And it follows that all the laws of nature have an influence of emes in them, because they were set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they follow them, don't go against the laws that Hashem gave them. The Priya Ilam, the fact that he ate the Eitzadah, that already took him out of the Tivish Mahalach. The Mahalach had Hashem created him for to do the Ratzon Hashem, and it gave him the ability to go against what he was really supposed to be doing in life. That's the Bechirot, Rav Toys. So that's what's called Eitzadah. Eitzadah means, he's saying, this is the Ratzon, desire. A person has desire for all kinds of things. Sometimes they're compatible with Kodesh Baruch, sometimes not. That was basically what the Eitzadah transformed those of HaRishon to be, a type of being that naturally now, from after the Eitzadah, he had different mitzvahs that were not always compatible with Ratzon Hashem. So before he ate the Eitzadah, the Kadosh and the Rambam, it was like the rest of the Bria. He was a Poyel Emes. He was only doing things that were truthful. But then, when we became the level of Bali Bechira, to do Toy Barah, then we expose ourselves to the ability of Shefer. The Shefer of the world is to go against the Ratzon Hashem. The whole world is created for us to do the Ratzon Hashem and to be zeichah through that, into eternal tzchah. So basically, the level of the world went down because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And now our goal is to bring ourselves back to that level of emes. So basically, our whole goal to bring the world to its final goal is to get back to the truth of ourselves and the truth of the world. Take away the Sheker. By all this accusation, they started bringing the world back to the way it's supposed to be. You know, Yaakov Avinu is neither was Emes, Tita and Emes or Yaakov. And that's why it says, the Gemara Baba Basra, told that one of the Amorim went to different Kvarim and he saw that it was some type of shine or whatever it was from Yaakov Avinu, which was similar to that of Adam HaRishon, because he had that level of living by the Emes. But we are the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, which the Pasuk in Yirmiyo describes Klai Yisrael as Kulo Yisera Emes. A whole nation of Klai Yisrael is a nation which is striving for the truth. The Torah is considered the Emes of how to live one's life. Shalayim is called the Ir HaEmes, place where all the tefillahs go to. That's us. The rest of the world is the exact opposite. Shepiyim Diva Shov, V'yuminim In Sheker. They talk things that are not true, and they write things that are false. So that's, and we're really living in a world that is permeated with Sheker. Most of the world doesn't believe in what they should believe in. That is oil and Sheker. When the Gula is going to come, then end of the night, like we say in the fields of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everyone, call the Rishon, call it Onan Tichlah, suddenly all the Rishon will dissipate because there'll be such a clarity in the truth that no one will follow it. Yeah. So the whole series of the Sheker of Umas Olam Besem is a result of the fact, that's what's put down in the Svar Maktation, brought that fact that Adam Rishon went through that phase and he lowered the level of the world. And it says, by Messias Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael receives back the status of being a supernatural nation. All the other nations are part of the regular laws of nature. And we became that a nation of Hashem is miyated, Shechin upon us. We had Leila Seder in Mitzrayim, Mekil Shechina, and from then on it remained with us to be a supernatural nation. And we see throughout history, the Goyim look at us and they can't believe what's going on here. Adayim Azeh. There's an article written by Goyim, even recently. They say, one of them advised how much they're going to have such a hard time with the Jewish nation because it doesn't make any sense. We've completely obliterated so many times in just recent history. 80 years ago, everyone was sure that we're going to fade out of history. And it was such a comeback. Yeah. The whole world is revolving around us in every way. And now again, once and again, they're trying to obliterate us and it doesn't work. And we get the most powerful country in the world to work for us. It's very convenient. Nothing makes sense. Not only that, even in technology, the world is independent on Israel now. It's a crazy thing. The world headquarters of cyber security in Israel. It's not even enough room on the map to put in the word Israel on. It's so tiny. Now, Iran is divided by Israel 100 times. Almost 100 times as big as Israel. That's it. We're the Amazon Kodesh vocal. And they know that they expect from us to behave differently, rightfully so, because we are the nation that's living by the endless, the true values of life. Unfortunately, many of the Jews don't realize that we're something special. But at least we should always remind ourselves that we are something special. And what makes us special is only one thing that makes us special, the fact that we're the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the most secular Jews today, the only reason why they are biologically Jews is because for tens of generations, the grandparents and great-grandparents made the necessary to retain their identity. All the ones that assimilated 3, 4, 5, 10 generations ago, the children aren't Jews anymore. They don't even know that they're Jews. So every Jew that defines himself as a Jew today, no matter how religious or not religious he is, he's a product of generations of searching for the truth. Unfortunately, not everybody remains with it. It's a shame. They or the descendants will come back again. Somebody in the Kilo, they worked in Tel Aviv, also one of these high tech companies. So they made a mitzvah and they invited him in Porto, so totally. And his boy had a 12-year-old boy. And the boy was so blown away by her. And he said, told his father, want something like that also. Yeah, you want to put on tefillin? A Jew feels that there's something out there. Fortunately, many of them, it's hard to make the change in the way you live your life. So the kids, we are sandwiched in between the Yetzer inside of us and the Goyim outside of us, and we're in the middle of this. But that's where our Nakudas and is. To realize that we have our own drives that may be taking us away from Avodas Hashem, and we're exposed more than ever to values of the world that are definitely contrary to the different values. Yeah. Shal Kopanim, these two challenges that every Jew who's searching the Emes has, as a result of the Chet of Eis Hadas, which left room for non-truth in the world, lack of truth in the world. Yeah, it's amazing how they even call it the virtual world. Virtual means it's not in it. It's something floating around out there. That's what everyone's involved in, day and night. We have to know that it's a tool, not something to overcome your energy, your reality, your goals, your ability to do things in life. Well, Alexandria says the bracha is happy times. He said, you should know that our desire is to do your rosa. What can we do? We have something called soul should be yisto, the yeast in the dough. Your rosa, we should be saved from it, and we will eventually do your rosa and the late show it. Yeah. So Bethlehem says over there also, soul should be yisto, which is a muscle for the yisto. He tries to make the physical world look very enticing. Second thing he said is Shibud Malchus. We are subservient to the Galatian nation. Yeah. In our time, it's not necessarily that they're forcing us not to observe the religion, but they are a tremendous, powerful force upon us. They are trying to create a world environment that values things that are not valuable to us. Together, so we have two mitzvahs. Malchem is olat levavchem v'opachem l'tachshu'oy. One should remove the covering over his heart and soften up his stiff neck. Rambam says, she'elidchem posuach l'tachshu'oy. Should be always open to know the truth. This is a part of the special nature of the Jewish nation. We are not bound by assumed values, assumed norms, assumed anything. Because a lot of the things that are assumed by the entire world, by us, are not truth. They're fantasies. That's the great cut of Klal Yisrael. To have an open heart, open mind. You know, you say these people They're open-minded. The only thing they can't stand is a frum person. So if you're open-minded, what is against a frum person? Now, they're really closed-minded. They're only open to anything other than religion. That's not open-minded. But we have that ability. And like I'm saying, the younger generation, the younger people, they have more of an ability to open up because they're not so entrenched in their mahalas. So that Nekudas Emes touches them. It's an amazing thing. It seems to be that even now, in our country, there's a lot of the youth that are taking more interest in religion, whatever level it is, but there definitely is more than there was in the past. You know, when you see how much the world hates us, that itself helps the Jew recognize that I'm not one of them. Because when we get along together, many of us start mistakenly thinking that that's the way it is and I'm part of them. This is one of the tools Hashem sets up in the door to keep us in shape, is that there is anti-Semitism. They remind us we're not part of them, we're something different. If we're something different than a chanami, so that's one mitzvah. It basically means open my heart to the truth. Don't be affected by all the faults that is surrounded by, or the eight that I have. The second mitzvah we have is Simcha Zeicha Amodim Mitzvah Shemayim L'Tishvach, which is going in the second thing. Like we said, we're sandwiched between the fourth influence of our own heart and the fourth influence of the world around us. So these are two things against it. Open up your heart to the truth and the evil influence of Sheker, eradicate. Betzim is Alokha by Tefillah. Says, Ratzim is Hashem L'Keil B'Chol B'Vavcha. When you dive into Hashem, you should do it with your entire heart. One of the hardest mitzvahs to keep, have, stay focused on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the night it says that you should have your Lev L'Malo and put down the Shulchan Aruch of it. Yonis brings down the explains the Gemara. And before one starts Shmoneh Esrei, it's possible. Sometimes it's too late. It's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Just take a break for a second, or 2 seconds, and think, what is really important in life? And say to yourself, all the physical pleasures is not what's important in life. The greatest thing I can do in my life is form a keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and have the opportunity to do it. If we stop that for a second, it may help us for at least the first Baruch Shmoneh Esrei, maybe more. You never know how much it will work. It's a completely different experience if we make that stop at some point in Shmoneh Esrei, remind yourself, I have this unbelievable schus right now, to drop everything else and involve myself in something more important than everything else. Talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Something specific, special to the Jewish nation that we have this ability of talking directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to fall on the ground. We don't have to sing songs. We have to make a whole pomp and circumstance quietly. The Vom Shabbalay coming out of our heart to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very, very uplifting experience. That's basically what we're saying. We have the Orla Talev. We have this something that's covering our heart, not letting our heart really open up and connect to us. You don't feel what's going on in the heart. The Jewish heart always has it inside of its desire to connect to our source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So we get from Hissam on all sides before we start at any speech, Shmoneh Esrei. We're so full of all the information that we're exposed to, and there's just so much thing floating around in our head. It's hard to just stop. One of the things that we're saying that may help us is if we can't stop for a second, say, I'm doing something which is more important than all that information, more important than all those desires that I have. If I do this right, this is my tachlis, and I'll get my desires also. This is the way to do it. If I'm able to show Hashem to some level, I'm able to connect in, detach myself from all that stuff. That's a big deal. Sure, maybe that's something we could think about after our uplifting experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we've gone through. And like we said, that Hashem was Mashiach Shechina upon us. We want the miracles of the Mashiach. Veli Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Yamsuf. Mon. It says that and we say as Yosher every day, Shavu brings it. Should try to imagine you're on the shore of the Yamsuf. I can call him by Rav Ned himself. So one of my sons asked him, how do you do that? So he said, it's probably even those who were there by the Yamsuf a few days later couldn't do the same they did the day before. So it's not an easy thing to do. But even if we can't, okay, we can't get to that level of mamash, just even thinking of the words we were saying, that there was such an experience that we went through. And feel it. We had a time in the history of Klal Yisrael in which we were about to be wiped out by the most powerful army in the world. Hashem blew them away, drowned them. Just remind ourselves of the special connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and appreciate it. Huzari says that the Korach HaDimyon, we have a Korach of imagination, which is misused for all kind of shtiyot that don't exist. He says, Hashem didn't create it just to make us travel. It was created also for a positive thing. To use our imagination, like you're saying, reading those Yoshe, as much as we can, to imagine We have over here over 1 million, 2 million Jews standing by the shore and just reminding ourselves that a few hours ago, this powerful army with all the chariots, all the whatever tanks and the Air Force, Navy running after us, and now we just see them floating. And now we've asked all their jewelry and gold and diamonds there just for the first effect. Wow. We really made a big today. Yeah. This is part of our state of Asila. Before we say Shema Nezu, we say, Hashem, you might go even later. Exactly what Kabbalah yourself said at that point of time. Here's the answer. So maybe we could use that, the Yoshir, the Geula that we say before Shema Nezu, to help us detach ourselves a little bit from just what we're thinking about and involved in beforehand, and just make a new start of, okay, Hashem, you might go even later. I want to have a few words with you. Yeah, I will do things floating around my head. I'll try to push it aside as much as I can. How much I'm successful? Say it. You don't have to be 100% successful, but you're going to drop it. It's a very wonderful thing. I appreciate you. Have a Chodesh Tov.